I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Lorenzo, Josh Reed, Channel 4 here in Buffalo. When we were in the locker room at locker cleanout, you'd mentioned that both sides had already kind of started talking about this contract. It sounds like for both sides this was a matter of just time, that both sides wanted to get this done quickly.
Yeah, that would be correct. I mean, obviously the team won me back. They feel that I'm an important piece as far as helping this team in a leadership role, and obviously what I do on the field. And then for me, being at the end stage of my career, having a family that has been acclimated to this culture and accepted after bouncing around for a couple of years from Arizona to Oakland, then here, it just made sense for us to get something done early, knowing where we're going to be at, knowing what our kids' school is going to look like, all that stuff that kind of gets overlooked oftentimes in the negotiations.
Lorenzo, it's Sean Worrell with the AP. Congratulations. You also talked about how this might probably be your last year. Have you given that any more thought, or is retirement on the horizon here, or can you think that way?
For me, I think I can think that way. I'm going to put the work in. You ask me today, yeah, this is my last year. I mean, at some point, you got to eventually walk away from the game and start your second half of your life. You know, obviously, I got a lot of life to live, and there's other things that I want to do. I have four kids that I want to be a part of what they're doing, whether that's little league sports, dance, soccer, whatever that may look like, be involved with school. And then my wife as well, who's really been the foundation of our family, will continue to be so, but the last 11 years has been very fluid and supportive of this NFL lifestyle. And I know she has certain passions and ambitions as far as what she would like to do outside of being a great mom and wife. And, you know, I got to be there to be able to support her during that transition as well.
In that sense, Lorenzo, you've got a lot to be motivated for to do your job and to know that this is something that, you know, this is the end is approaching, and to be successful at what you can get done this year.
Yeah. You know, I've been in this league this will be my 15th season coming up. I've missed some time, been injured. I've been on some teams that have been close to winning the championship. So I've learned over time that you always have to have a sense of urgency, and you have to have an appreciation for an opportunity to go out there to put yourself in a position to win a championship. So obviously, with the work I'm going to start putting in now as far as getting my body right, helping other guys understand that as well, doing an off-season program. I think some guys even learned that lesson just in their second and third year. But really just being there to kind of help promote that message is that we have a great opportunity. We have a young football team. Obviously, we're going to add some pieces. And the way we finished the year and the way our offense started to come along, and we can continue to play defense the way we did this past season as well, there's no reason why we can't find ourselves at least in the playoffs. And once you're in there, you have a chance. Because I feel like this season we could have easily won three more games and maybe find another way to win another one somewhere in there, and maybe we're in the playoffs now. So I don't think we're that far off. Obviously, looking at it as a whole thing together, I think we're closer than what people think. And obviously, this draft and free agency is going to be a big play a significant role in us making that next push.
Lorenzo, are you excited about the role you're going to play? I mean, Kyle is no longer there, and you are kind of the senior citizen now. I would imagine you kind of excel in that role. Are you excited about that?
Well, it's going to be the same role as I played last year. Obviously, I can't be everywhere within that locker room. Obviously, they split me and Kyle up in that locker room he was in his side, I was on my side, and we have other guys kind of sprinkled throughout the way. Sean has kind of laid out the locker room who are leaders and can infect or impact other players, especially younger players, on and off the field. So obviously that's why I think free agency is important. Obviously bringing in guys that obviously can help us win on the field, but that are also great character guys like we did when we brought a guy like Micah in, or our star in. Guys that play very well, but also are great men and understand how to be successful in life and in his league. So obviously got to continue to add guys like that, and somebody else has to continue to rise up. So whether that comes from, you know, Josh being in his second year, Tremaine being in his second year, some of the younger players got to start exhibiting even more leadership as well. But obviously, I will carry the brunt of that, being the elder statesman. And I'm up to that, because I did that last year as well. And then obviously going out there and being productive, flying around, playing good hard-nosed football, and making plays when I have my opportunity.
Lorenzo, obviously the teammate. Go ahead.
Lorenzo, if Sean wasn't the head coach here, and it was someone else, would this maybe have played out a little different? Is this decision to come back, how much is Sean being the head coach a part of that?
That's kind of hard to answer, because I don't know who the other head coach would be. Obviously, me and Sean have formed a great relationship. Our families are close. It's not too often, you know, as a player, where you're close in age. I mean, I think Sean is, what, 44-ish? I don't know, somewhere in there. I mean, we're very close in age. So where he's almost like, you know, I play with London Fletcher, and he's kind of that to me in a sense, and our wives are close, our families are close, so the relationship is a little different. Obviously, that made the decision easier, because I like what he's building and the direction and how he coaches the football team. But at the end of the day, you know, I think we have something being built here that's special. Obviously, it has a lot to do with that, and I think next year we can really make a run. And at this point, that's what it's all about for me, is trying to find a way to have an opportunity to play for a championship.
Lorenzo, Sal Capaccio, WGR. First of all, congratulations. I know the team hasn't confirmed anything, obviously, or sent anything out. There's a report that there's a new special teams coordinator coming in, but that he would be pretty young, only 37 years old, not too much older than you, if that were the case. What would be the positives or even, you know, disadvantages or challenges of someone that age, you know, being a special teams coordinator?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is that he's been the assistant. So he's been falling in line with whoever has set the tone and standard for that core, their special teams meetings and standards for the players. So now he has to obviously develop who he is as a coordinator, and you have to find, you know, and that's kind of a little growing process. Some guys, I think, have a better understanding of what that is. I think he will do a good job, because he played. I played against him, probably one of the best players that I've competed against, you know, really good support guy. And I think also having Smiley here, or I call him Smiley, Coach Smiley from last year, I think will also help him. Having a guy that's been in the system, been here, knows the guys, to really help him kind of grow his scheme and grow who he is and how he wants to set the tone for his position group.
Lorenzo, it's John Warrell once again. How much pride do you take in the fact of what you've been able to accomplish in the 3 years here in Buffalo thus far, including the numbers you produced last year? You know, and I don't know if it's reviving your career, but showing what type of player you can be.
Right. Yeah, I take a lot of pride in it. I mean, because you play this league to be successful, to be dominant. Obviously on an individual basis, but also you want to be able to convert that to wins. So hopefully this year with that production, we'll be able to create some more wins and have more success as a team. But like you said, I just needed the opportunity to play. And up until I got here, I really never had a true opportunity to play an extended time on defense. You know, I got my opportunity on special teams, and so I relished in that and was a Pro Bowler there. And as, you know, when I went to Arizona, I got injured and hurt and disappeared. And in this league, the league keeps on going. It doesn't wait for you to be ready. And fortunately enough for me, I had built up enough of a reputation as a leader and a good guy that I was given another chance in Oakland. And then here when I came in Buffalo, and things felt my way. And when I got an opportunity to play, I just you know, go out there and do what I do as far as playing hard. And if you understand how to play in this league, plays eventually come your way and you just have to take advantage of them. So I'm definitely fortunate and blessed to be having this opportunity at the age of, you know, 36 now, because many guys don't get to play this long in the NFL.
Lorenzo, what does it mean to have, you know, the same defensive coordinator, same head coach, you know, for 3 years now? We talk a lot about it on the offensive side with quarterbacks, but what about on the defensive side, especially with so many young guys, to have Sean and Leslie once again here in the offseason with you guys?
I mean, that's probably the biggest part of our success. It's just that continuity. I think in my career, I probably had a new defensive coordinator or head coach. I don't think I've had one more than two years, maybe 3 years. 3 years might be the other one. When I was in Washington, I had Shanahan and Haslett for 3 years. But it's just the carryover, the comfort, the confidence, and knowing who your coaches are, knowing the scheme, plays huge dividends. I mean, you can just look at my play from year one in the system to year two. Obviously, I got a better idea of what the scheme was asking me to do, and the coaches learned how to utilize my talents to best fit this scheme. And I think that's always the case when guys are more productive in certain schemes versus others. It's just that continuity and understanding who you are, and the coaches understand that as well. So it's going to be big. I mean, we went from a middle-of-the-road pack to the number two defense overall. Obviously, there's still a lot of things that we can work on, especially the red zone, where we want to take a leap forward to really put ourselves in an elite class of a defense next year in 2019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.